It's Wednesday, and it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week, we feature Black Men Incorporated of Greater Lansing, which for nearly 20 years has been mentoring black youth in the Lansing area. And here to tell us more about Black Men Incorporated is Board President Greg Kelly. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm real good. Glad to have you here. And member Fred Porter. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
Glad you're both here. Tell us, Greg, how Black Men Incorporated of Greater Lansing got started. You're about 20 years old?
Yeah, we're 20 years old, and we started with Four Penn. Dr. Lang, who was an MSU professor at the time, Dr. Turpin, who was a dentist. He still is in the area, but he's retired now. Lee Richardson, who's passed, but he was a member of the Lansing School District Adult Ed Program.
All right.
And then Earl Nelson. Earl Nelson was a vocal instructor.
Sure.
And Earl Nelson became a state representative, and then Earl Nelson became a state senator, and then Earl Nelson founded the Earl Nelson Singers.
That's right.
And they just celebrated their 50th anniversary a couple weeks ago.
We did a segment on it on the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, yes, he was one of the founders. And the reason why the organization was founded, because the community needed an independent organization that wasn't affiliated with any other group, but had the heart and mind for the kids. And we say it's all about the kids.
Okay.
In most of everything we do. And we try to impact them in a way that other institutions and organizations aren't capable of doing.
What is it you provide them that isn't being provided
elsewhere? We provide them
elsewhere
an intrinsic opportunity to grow. For instance, when we do our, and one of our late members came up with the Take a Kid Shopping program.
Okay.
That grew out of what he saw as a need for those kids who didn't have fathers in the house. It's Christmas time, and they were hurting. And so we started with, I think it was 20 of them, and we only had like maybe $20 to give them and let them shop for their mothers.
I see. Okay.
And because kids are selfish. Okay, and they like to always do something for themselves.
So you're instilling them the idea that you got to get your mother a gift.
You
got to
give
Christmas.
That's right.
That's a good thing.
That's
yeah.
a very good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I was taking the kids out shopping, one of the things I noticed recently is that with the electronic games, that's the first thing they after.
Yeah. No.
But they're not old enough to buy the games.
Yeah. Well, maybe mom would like an electronic game.
Well, the clerk's not going to sell it to
them. A lot of mothers ended up with electronic games when you started this.
No, you got to be 17. So we let the store tell them that they can't have that. Then we turn around because part of the criteria that we have is that they know their mother's favorite color, what type of thing she likes. Like some mothers like Coca-Cola symbols or, you know, Betty Bop or something. Well, they have to know that.
Okay.
And so we turn them around and say, okay, you need to buy for your mother first.
Get to know your mother well enough that you can buy her a gift she would like.
Right, right, and her favorite color.
That can be a challenge.
Yeah, you got to ask.
Fred, tell us how you're involved in this group. What do you do?
Well, I got started originally when the group first approached individuals to see if they're interested in helping. I've been involved in the community most of my life in different organizations. I was more than happy to join and participate. So I'm just one of the workers, so to speak.
One of the cogs in the machinery here, is that it?
One of the major things that the Black Men sponsors is an organization I've been involved with. It's called the Lansing Black College Tour. We take youngsters to visit historical black colleges every year.
Okay.
Basically, we want youngsters to know about their history and why we have historical black colleges. Because when I was a youngster, I couldn't go to Duke or to Alabama State, Alabama A&M. I could go to, but not Alabama, University of Alabama.
Right.
So we take youngsters to see these schools, and we think it's a kind of a history lesson. We've been fairly successful in getting youngsters to even apply to some of these schools.
What's the reaction of the kids who see these schools?
Well, for most of them, it's something they haven't seen in the past to see administrators and presidents and many teachers who look like them. It makes a big, big difference.
Do many of them end up attending one of them? Can you say that one of them that you've taken has actually attended?
Well, actually, last year we had 7 youngsters accepted at Bethune-Cookman. it's unusual for them to be accepted on the spot, but usually they will apply. And
seven in 1 year?
Seven. Wow. Out of our group. They usually will apply, and they let you apply for free from on the tour. But these youngsters got accepted by the president, a letter from the president on the spot, after reviewing their application. It was very unusual. Six of them were from Everett and one from Sexton.
My daughter, who went on the tour about maybe 6 years ago, decided that she was going to go to Spelman College as opposed to Penn State.
Okay.
And she was a cheerleader at J.W. Sexton, and she continued her cheer all 4 years through school, and she went out to University of Arizona for her graduate study. So she's back now. In fact, she sent me a message to call her after I get off the air with you. But she's extremely proud of that opportunity. But she wouldn't have had it unless she went.
Have you been doing that for 20 years? Or is this?
This will be our 22nd year.
22nd year you've been taking kids to the black colleges.
Yes.
How about
yes.
that?
Yeah, but see, that's what's unique about our organization is that there are different components that were Fred's independent of us. We support him, but we don't run his program.
Okay.
And there are other programs like that when we do our Salute to Excellence. Now, that's one of our programs, but our committee runs that.
We're talking with Fred Porter and Greg Kelly about their organization, Black Men Incorporated of Greater Lansing. Let's talk about that Salute to Excellence mentoring program. Are you involved in that, Fred?
I am, but it's run by our president. I'm just one of the workers.
Okay. Well, tell us about it, Mr.
What
president.
What it is that we are saluting behaviors and academics. If you bring a pencil to class, if you show up on time, if you stop taking people's lunch money, if you pay attention to detail, the staff notices your change in behavior. So we ask the school staff to identify those kids who have now turned themselves around because we want to honor them because with kids, attention's attention. It could be negative or it can be positive. So we're saluting the positive attention with the kids who normally get ignored because they're below the 2.5 average, but they're bringing themselves up. So we invite them and their mothers and their family members to a breakfast where we honor them for their change in behavior. We give them a certificate that acknowledges that. We have the school principal or counselor come and give it to them and say a little something about them. We have a guest speaker come in who was Professor Thomas from LCC who gave us a tremendous speech about showing up. Can't do anything unless you show up.
Half of life is showing up.
That's
right.
Right. Absolutely. But see, that's a positive message.
Yeah.
Then we take a picture of them with their parent, a picture of them with their classmates, and we give that to them so that moment is now, you know, be part of it. When they graduate from high school, they'll see it again.
Fred Porter, are there any stories that stick out in your mind that really illustrate why you're a part of this group?
Well, the main thing that makes me want to be a participant is the lack of young African-American males who graduate from high school. The numbers are declining. One of the things that we try to target are young African-American males, let them know how important it is for them to get an education. Because without education, as we keep telling them, you are doomed to failure. You can't make it in this society without something to offer society. You got to be a plumber or electrician or have a degree to offer society or they don't need you. And it's very difficult to get that across to some of these youngsters.
Fred,
all of them think they're going to be a pro football player, pro basketball player, or a rapper. And it's not going to happen.
Have you stayed in touch with any of the kids that you've mentored over the years?
Fortunately, many of them remember me. Unfortunately, I can't remember them. I have a little system that I usually go by. I tell them, I remember your face, I just can't remember your name.
Yeah, I dust off that line on a regular basis. So, where does your funding come from, Greg?
We have a major fundraiser in the spring. It's called our, what's it called?
The fundraiser?
Yeah.
Where I don't know if we have an official name. We go to the gambling casino at Trippers.
Okay.
And we participate in that. That's one of our major fundraiser to operate that program. I think it's 2 or 3 days a week that we...
Yeah, but our dinner dance is Saving a Generation.
Okay, we do.
Yeah, that's just the one where we ask the other people in the community to attend our function, and they buy a ticket, and we usually, you know, use that money to generate for our other programs.
Okay.
And, like, for instance... It's not just the kids either. We had a heck of a prostate cancer drive a few years ago. It was so successful between us, at that time, Ingham Medical and St. Stephen's Church, that for a few years they said that kind of cooled it, because we were bringing in like 500 or 600 guys.
Interesting. We're just about out of time. How can people become a member and get behind the cause?
Well, you just have to be able to adhere to what we talk about in terms of we're always seeking new members who have the interests of the community and the kids at heart.
And are you online, though? Or is...
Yes, we are. Okay. In fact, we are at...
You get it on there somewhere.
We're about to hear the website.
Oh, yeah, www.bmigl.org.
BMIGL.org. Greg Kelly is board president of Black Men Incorporated of Greater Lansing. Fred Porter is a member. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there that are doing great work. If you'd like one to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, please send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.